state, a home for unamplified music. No plugged in minds up, no now, that's what it's totally about and why it's called Ooh, Totally Acoustic.
So yeah, so we're going to start off with the we'll start with the first reaction like that. This is a chap who's been to Totally Acoustic before and they gave me a CD, which is like the modern equivalent of giving somebody a cassette tape. Even more modern than that. And it was good. So I asked him to come play, so I hope you enjoy it. Please welcome Royce and Vince.
Thank you. So, some very special guests. We've got Viv coming along on guitar and Gabrielle here who's going to play then. I can never know how to pronounce it. How do you pronounce it? Payon.
Payon.
Payon. So, yeah, okay. This is a lovely Paul Simon song we're going to just do.
In a burst of glory, sound becomes a song. I'm bound to tell the story. That's where I see you smiling, when I hear you singing, lavender and roses, every ending a beginning, the way you turn and catch me with your eyes, I see you smiling when I hear you sing, lavender and roses, every ending a beginning, that's the way it is, I don't know why,
as low as I've been.
crawl until I'm back on my feet. If something went wrong, do you think I'd leave? If something went wrong, don't you know? So who's been unkind? Who causes you sorrow? And who's been unfair? Who burst your bubble? And who drags you down, down? And now I'm in trouble. I won't let you fall as low as I've been. I promise to crawl until I'm back on my feet. If something went wrong, do you think I'd leave? If something went wrong, don't you know I'd be
Gabs is going to join us here on the panel.
Walking.
Chris and Vince and friends. I don't know why drummers make such a fuss. There seems to be a box. That's what it means. From seeing, but it's very nice when you know people who are good, and then through the meeting the people who are good, you see, because I was thinking, I first saw you when we went to see there was a gig happening when it was John Osborne, you and John Osborne, and Gavin Osborne, no relation, and Rob Orton. And he's a bit like,
wow,
exactly, thank you. Just, yeah. But you were doing Steve's bit there, weren't you? And I've not seen one of you before, but I have seen him before now, and I can assure you, she's excellent, really. So please welcome to stage Molly Labour.
That way. That's good. Hi. So my name's Molly, and I'm going to do some poems, if that's not too weird. And if it is, I'm still going to do them, because that's the contract. And I want to start with a poem that I wrote when I hadn't written anything for ages. I sort of had writer's block. And I know that that's not... I don't expect you to feel sorry for me, because... writer's block's a really pretentious thing to have, isn't it? Like, it just is. Like, it's not... I don't expect you to, like, be like, oh, yeah, like, I really feel for you. Like, it's just... like, you can't have that in other jobs. Like, you don't get plumber's block or, like, bin man's block or anything. So, like, yeah, primary river. But it was kind of hard because that was my job and I couldn't really write anything for ages. And so I want to share with you the poem that I wrote when I came out of that period of not being able to write. And you will see that the ability to write didn't extend to the title. So this piece is called Poem One. Great work, me. All right. I haven't tried this in a while. I don't know what it was. The snarky academics, perhaps, or the heartache, or the spirituality, or just food. Perhaps it was because of all the films that I hadn't yet watched. All the Al Pacinos lit by unreal street lamps. Fake rain making meaning in swift, effective chemical reactions. My heart breaking easily, frame after frame. I suppose I'm looking to try again. Get back into it. Why not try submitting a thing to an experimental anthology, my literary friend suggests. Or gazing at wildflowers or something. I've been playing a lot of badminton. I like talking about badminton. I like badminton. It's everything that this isn't. Because when you have doubts, you can just aim for the face. Plus, I got tired of words. That's really it. They're such a tiny part of how we speak. Thank you. Love trilogy now. I say that as if that's just a regular thing. Gonna do my love trilogy, yeah? I wanted to do some poems about love, like I wanted to do kind of a before, a during, and after, kind of, do you know what I mean? So this is the first one, and this is before. And it's a bit like are there any teenagers in the room? good, because teenagers are like the worst guys. Like, I don't know about you, but I hated being a teenager. I hate that like weird combination of I hate the weird combination of like being really earnest and like really like, oh yeah, no, like I love Soundgarden, also like you're earnest, but you're developing all these other skills. Like, you're developing like cynicism and sarcasm. So like, you're kind of the worst of both worlds. Well, I was anyway. So anything that like makes me feel like a teenager now as an adult, like, is the worst. And I think the thing that makes you feel like a teenager most is like when you fancy someone. Has anyone ever fancied anyone? It's really bad. And I think, like, it's for teenagers, isn't it? Like, it's not for adults. It's not for, like, women at the age of 33, for example. So this is a poem about that, and it's called Ask. This morning is too predictable. Like yesterday and the day before, I'm thinking about you, which won't do. So, I go downstairs, I eat muesli to prove that I'm not a failure, and I find something to twat myself over the head with. I'm still thinking about you. Only now I have a headache too. So I will find solace in a real-time road movie. Stop pining for driving and get out of here. Liking someone who doesn't have a clue belongs to cringing teenagers, like drinking cider on beaches, like thinking Green Day are good. The problem with driving is this. The road reminds me of you. The lampposts are you bent over. The tall woman who serves me at the drive-thru is you, in a dress, Toyota blue eyeshadow. After slow miles of Chevron use, I stop in a little chef. I order the Olympic breakfast and I congratulate myself. I have not thought of you in whole moments. I look down. Ah, I appear to have made you out of my fry-up. Back on the road and the sky is not you, but the clouds are the kind you paint, if you painted. On the radio, the presenter is you doing an impression of a dickhead. A bleak pig farm on the left is totally you. I switch to another radio station. Guess what? You are Dire Straits. You are a love-struck Romeo. Thinking of you gets me nowhere but here. A dual carriageway on a nothingy afternoon, and you are also somehow the promise in the distance. A sunset? No. A service station. A horizon with illusion keeps my foot on the pedal, keeps me singing along to you. You are Gary Barlow. You are the Stone Roses. You are the wind beneath my wings. You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. This car is due for an MOT, and everyone we know is slowly falling apart. Far from teenagers, and it's not okay to send you a note via my mate to your mate. Will you go out with me? If yes, cross no. If I asked you now, I'd be ridiculous. I'd be a grown woman outside your house on a skateboard, arms outstretched, proffering a cake in the shape of an actual heart. But teenagers know everything, and growing older is shedding that. I sometimes miss the magic of cider courage and Tippex declarations, of being earnest and immortal while the sun shines over Truro. Maybe I should just drive to your house. Maybe you will smell of Lambert and Butlers and Lynx Africa and Chips and Tippex and Goldeneye and Everybody Hurts by REM. The problem with adulthood is that it doesn't have a smell. You look excellent with bacon eyebrows, and the rain against the headlights made my heart swell. Because we used to write like on who we fancied in Tippex and our pencil cases. Like, do you think that's normal?
Yeah, it was normal.
Yeah, so you'd be like, I heart whoever, IDST, which is droid still true. And I asked a real life teenager recently whether that this practice was still in a, like in effect. I said, do you do that thing where you write like who you fancy in Tippex and your pencil case? And do you know what he said? He said, what's Tippex? Like, so that generation, like, fucking dead to me. Okay, so, Love Trilogy, we've done before, what's next?
During.
Well, yeah, see, you think that, but I tried to write a during poem, like, during, like, it's all nice, blah, 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 it's fucking boring. So what I've done is I've skipped to the end, and, like, imagine happiness, blah, 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 all that. Now it's over. And we're just trying to work out whose fault it is. So this is called It's a Lovely Day for Blame. We can't figure out where we went wrong, so we decided to blame the Mayans. Those pesky Mayans and the end of everything. Perhaps it wasn't the Mayans, though. Perhaps it was the chairs. Perhaps if we'd sat on beanbags for long enough, thought light bulbs would have zinged us from stupid to winning. Come on, chairs are just chairs. Let's not blame the chairs, that's weird. Let's blame Hitler. Too obvious. Let's blame Jackson Pollock, the splatterers, and the you can't know what this means gang, and the Damians, all the fucking Damians. Let's blame the cousins with Christian hair, the secretaries who wear it like a lanyard. Let's blame Rachel, Ross, Richard Curtis, Walt Disney, all nostalgic narrative and never watch films again. I want to blame your father's voice and my mother's hands, like mine but bigger, like yours but shriller. Let's blame the customary clothes of this time, the relentless drinks and the science and the food. Let's blame the fact that I never threw my knickers at you and you don't come from Wales. Let's blame the Queen for not knowing us, and I want to blame my PE teacher for being impossibly mean and the things from history class that wouldn't go in. Let's blame the 2 a.m. smoking sessions and the all-duvet mornings we plan to make post-jogging pancake flipping success stories. Let's blame your sister because her wedding was boring and that was the reason I puked on my feet. Let's blame books. I think it was books. The column by your bed, the way it wobbled and shook as I added to it every Christmas. But books are good, right? Everybody thinks so. So let's blame something colder. Let's blame the snow and the things I saw in its mouth, the dog shit slush puppy and the dead wagtail. Let's blame the hospital smell that wouldn't wash off and the cloud-tinged supermarket dash when we were too hungry to not just buy crisps and eggs. Let's blame Austria. Let's blame all jazz. Let's blame my ex-boyfriend's boxes still under my bed. What about we blame satellites? Sky. The lost telescope instructions, the meteor shower that never came. What if we blame your side effects and my bad back that kept us in bed ignoring the knocks, or our battered bodies and the way they looked stretched across sofas, although if we do, we're getting closer and we should probably just stop. So what do you think the third one is in the trilogy? I've made it weird, haven't I? By doing the second one is the bad one. So the third one, for me, is like, you know, when you break up with someone or they break up with you and it's all over and whatever, and however many months or weeks have gone past, but even if you're sort of fine with it, everyone's fine with it, you still kind of don't want them to exist. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't want them to, like, die, you just don't want... You just don't want to, like, bump into them in, like, Londis, or, like, see them, like, on the internet, like, doing a good tweet that gets, like, retweeted by Robin Ince or something. Like, you just don't want them to be in your world. And I hate the feeling of that, like, because it makes you feel like a dick to be like, So I thought, like, such a glorious point to get to with an ex would be to just, like, just see them and feel nothing but love and happiness for them. Has anyone got to that stage?
Quite challenging idea.
It's a very challenging idea. Do you think it's possible?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Let's strive towards it. Like, I certainly do. So this is kind of a poem about that. And it's about, like, just being happy that it existed and not just being like, wish I'd never met you. It's like, I'm happy that that happened. And, yeah, imagine that. So this is called Obituary of a Failed Relationship. It ended... and they couldn't figure out whose fault it was. But they didn't blame anyone. Especially not Hitler. Or any furniture. They had good taste in furniture. She once mended a beanbag he split by jumping on it from a great height. They understood some modern art. They were tolerant, and they never said stuff like, a child could do that. They made sandwiches for a wedding reception once and they worked well together. A witty conveyor belt under village hall stripped like... People would say she sometimes looked at him as if she wanted to throw her knickers at him. It's possible that he might have had Welsh ancestry. They didn't make pancakes very often, but when they did, they were industrious and streamlined. No first-go flop sacrifice to the ceiling or bin. They sometimes gave up on books, but they read out loud. And they were most of the time warm, and their crisp choices were always excellent. They were going to learn to canoe. They were going to learn Tai Chi. They were going to learn about black holes. They were going to get good at foraging. They looked after each other until they couldn't. But until they couldn't, they could. And they did. That's the Love Trilogy over. Thank you very much.
Right, so good. So our final act this evening is a gentleman who's played with us before, and I think tonight you'll find that he's crafted a group together. It's basically a diagram of how to shave. That'll go well on the podcast. So please welcome to stage Martin Oswick.
On the subject of songs which are kind of about feelings, but I've made them weird, this is a song about kind of partially inspired by Joseph Bazalgette. Did everyone tell me who Joseph Bazalgette is?
No.
By Cheer? No one. That's fine. He's the guy that designed the Victorian sewer system. So that the Northern Acts also and the Southern Acts also, there's huge. And that, have you been to East London, the Greenway? Is what goes over the top of the, Northern Acts also. The Northern Acts also. falls into the river. I had the thing going. What was I talking about? Bazalgette. Oh, Bazalgette. Yes, yeah. I was thinking at home. Must be kind of annoying to have, like, be named or known for something that's a bit gross, or like having a disease named after you. So I thought I'd write a song sort of partially about him, but then I ended up actually making him sound like a bit of a dick. So didn't really do a very good job. I've never stepped into downpour, sand between raindrops, hearing their heartbeats and breathing.
Where he from? stand between raindrops, hearing the heartbeats and breathing, perpetual breathing, perpetual. I'm joined today by my musical professors, Kim and Daltas on the bass. I'm called Martin Osford. I'm sort of between band names. I used to call myself the same as the ladies, but it's a really terrible name. So I've got a couple of things I'm toying with. I really like the idea of calling my band the Magnificent Seven, but like the Seven being the River Seven, because this is the River. It's a pretty impressive river. But everyone I've said that to has gone, that's a really convoluted name. So if you've got better suggestions, write them down on a slip of paper, we'll do anonymous citizen letter. Okay, cool. This is a song called What Do You Think Of When You Don't Think Of Me? Used to taking the things I only look at, charcoal drawing of my sanity. I think you've known the shape of sorrow in your mouth. What do you think of when you don't think of me? This is the last song. This is thanks very much for being lagoons and singing along. Thanks very much for inviting us to play. This is a cover song. I'm just going to play it. I struggle to introduce it. Really. Hopefully you recognise it.
He died, it's bad.
That's a spoiler.
Tremble like tremble like a flower if you should fall into my arms, and tremble like a flower.
And this fantastic first. Yay. And that was Totally Acoustic. A very pleasant evening as usual. Thanks for coming if you came, and if you didn't, thanks for listening. Our next show is on Thursday the 7th of April, back at the King and Queen, when we've got Michael from Lazarus Clamp, the British IBM, and very excitedly, Ruth from Poe doing her first gig in donkey's years. Hope to see you there if you can make it. And if not, I'll talk to you on the podcast. Cheers.